Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me.
Another event worthy of note which takes place on the 18th of October is the European Day Against Human Trafficking. You may or may not know that there exists a group of women who have waged war against human trafficking. They're the International Union of Superiors General, who recently sponsored a conference focusing on human trafficking. They told me that, sadly, the trafficking has suffered the effect of the global financial crisis, with consequent soaring of poverty levels. The sisters who belong to this network try and find new ways to strengthen international cooperation among the hundreds of women's religious orders across the world. Among those on the front line in the fight against this trafficking is the representative for Africa, Nigerian-born Sister Patricia of the Order of Our Lady of St. Louis. Sister Patricia, you're based in Nigeria,
yes.
But you're responsible for the entire continent of Africa. Is that correct?
Yes, somehow.
Can you tell me a little bit how you got involved in the fight against human trafficking?
Actually, I got involved in this area of trafficking about over 10 years ago when I was president of Women Religious in Nigeria. And you know that many Nigerian women are trafficked. So, you know, there's a conference, we became alarmed and we decided to set up a committee to look into it, which we call the Committee for the Support of the Dignity of Women, ISKOSUDO. It's 10 years in existence this year, and its main work is to fight against human trafficking. So that was how I got involved. So I represented ISKOSUDO in various conferences, and we came here to Italy and saw our women on the streets of Italy and how they were battered and debased and all that, and we felt we had to do something. So I think as a result of ISKOSUDO, being member of ISKOSUDO, in January 2007, CMC in the Netherlands, in collaboration with SRTV, organized a conference in Nairobi, Kenya, bringing all the Africans together, as many as could come. So that was where this African Network Against Human Trafficking was born. And in that, you know, well, about four of us represented Nigeria there. So it was as a result of our involvement there that then when we came, you know, I was then asked to represent, you know, to coordinate ANAT, so that the work of the other African countries, because unfortunately, Africa, you know, most of the women is a country of origin for a lot of this trafficking. Many of the victims, you know, we come, you know, we see them, we touch them, we feel them, and we felt that something happened.
You mentioned trafficking here in Italy, trafficking for prostitution in this case.
For prostitution, sexual exploitation. Exploitation
mostly.
Yes, yes.
Do you have other kinds of trafficking from Africa or?
Yeah, there is mainly trafficking for organs, there is drug trafficking, there's so many traffic, but the one we are really concentrating on is this trafficking for sexual exploitation that involves women and girls.
What are the root causes of this trafficking?
Well, a lot of it, they say poverty, and I think to a great extent it is poverty, because we find that most of them, the victims, come from the third world countries or developing countries. But when we look in Nigeria, we also find that a lot of it is also greed on the part of some of these and laziness. You know, I know things are hard, the situation is difficult, but if they had that sense of dignity, you know, some of them, instead of allowing themselves to be trafficked or giving, could go and start working, but the root cause is actually poverty.
Do you feel you're achieving something?
Yes, we are achieving a lot, even though the fact that we are achieving doesn't mean that it has reduced, but a lot of awareness has been created. Because even in Nigeria, you find that the government has a powerful arm, NAPTIP, that we collaborate with. So a lot of awareness has been created. So many people have been rescued. And here, I think I must thank the Italian Bishops' Conference, because they built a big shelter for us in Benin City in Nigeria, where many of these girls that are rescued are helped, you know. But still, there are so many cases. Some are still coming out or being trafficked because of this poverty that I mentioned.
These girls who come back to Africa after they've been trafficked, do they come back with diseases like HIV/AIDS or?
Some come back with, actually most of those with diseases, a good number of them die here with HIV, you know, like those that have come to us, we haven't had many cases, we've had one or two cases, you know, but those that are rescued, then we try to rehabilitate them and get them jobs, but many of them are dying here from HIV.
You're listening there to Patricia, a Nigerian sister of the Order of St. Louis. She's made it her mission in life to fight against the trafficking of women. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.